day on a journey, let us first offer in silence our own prayers. Even before we call on your name to ask you, O God, when we seek for the words to glorify you, you hear our prayer. Unceasing love, O unceasing love, surpassing all we know, hear our prayers this day. Amen. If you were to take the pilgrimage in Spain, at the beginning of the journey, you would pick up a rock and you would carry that stone with you along every step of the journey. And as you reach the hill that overlooks the cathedral, after some thousand miles of walking, there you would drop that stone and leave behind all of the burdens that you had thought about along the long journey. Suffice it to say that you probably wouldn't have showered much in the Middle Ages, and when you arrived at the cathedral and walked inside, you would be greeted by this strong, fragrant aroma of incense, not unlike the wood-smelling fire that you came up to the chapel with this day. And then around that cathedral, there are several places where you could remember your baptism, and that's why we sang that baptismal hymn, because all the pilgrims, in addition to finding their way to the cathedral, also become very grounded in that baptismal identity, which names and claims and gives a place and location for living. Some words for a pilgrimage. If you wish to be a spiritual pilgrim, you must divest yourself of all that you possess, that is, both of good deeds and bads, and leave them all behind you. Recognize your own property so that you will not place any confidence in your own work. Instead, be always desiring the grace of deeper love and seeking the spiritual presence of Jesus. If you do this, you will be settling your heart wholly on obtaining the love of Jesus and whatever spiritual vision of himself that he is willing to grant. For it is to this end alone that you have been created and redeemed. This is your beginning and your end, your joy and your bliss. Therefore, whatever you may possess, and however fruitful your activities, regard them all as worthless without the inward certainty and experience of this love. Keep this intention constantly in mind and hold on to it firmly. It will sustain you among all the perils of your pilgrimage. Once being washed with the water and letting go of all that lay behind, people would gather for the Eucharist, and this day we hear a reflection on the meaning of that bread and wine. However, so long as you are on the road, your enemies will not cease to harass you. At one time, they will intimidate and threaten you. At another, they will try to flatter you and seduce you, to make you abandon your purpose and turn back. If you persist in this desire for Jesus and continue in your first fervor, you will ruin your health or suffer from delusions and fits, as some do. Or you will be a beggar yourself or suffer some injury, and no one will be willing to help you. Or the devil may put such subtle temptations in your way that you cannot resist them. For it is a dangerous course for anyone to forsake the world completely and give himself entirely to the love of God, seeking nothing but his love, because he will encounter many perils of which he knows nothing. So turn back and forget this desire, which you can never fulfill, and behave like other people in this world. Such are the arguments of your enemies, but do not believe them. Hold firmly to your desire and reply that you desire to have Jesus and be at your spiritual Jerusalem. All along the pilgrim way, artists, dancers, and musicians sprung up. In this medieval time, as folks gathered and found respite and also creative energy from the pilgrimage itself, a whole body of literature and artwork resulted from these pilgrims. And this morning we hear some music from that time. Tell me, where is the road I can call my own, that I left, that I lost so long ago? All these years I have wandered. Oh, when will I know there's a way, there's a road that will lead me home? Rise up, follow me, come away, is the call. With the love in your heart as the only song, there is no such beauty as where you belong. Rise up, follow me, I will lead you home. There are several places of pilgrimage that folks of our day continue to go to. One of those is the community in Iona. And this blessing comes from them. May God's goodness be yours, and well, and seven times well may you live your journey. May you be as a hill on the shore, may you be as an isle in the sea. May you be a staff for the weak, may you be a star in the darkness. And may the peace of Jesus Christ dwell with you on the paths that are set before you.